It's Ottawa's alternative rock, Live 88.5. That's Amos the Transparent and Says the Spark, the Live 88.5 startup at 8:25. Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 car crasher. We talk to him every couple of weeks. He's got some audio auto reviews for us, and this morning he joins us live from Test Fest down in Southern Ontario. What area are you at, Jim? What is it called?
Competitively live, anyway. I'm at Niagara on the Lake. I'm actually sitting right now in the Hilton Garden Inn, the Automobile Journalists Association. Pretty well takes that over for the week. And we also take over most, if not all, of the airport. Pretty well shut it down. If I was a pilot around here, I think I'd probably be pretty annoyed, but I'm not, so I think it's great.
So that's where you guys get to take the all these cars. How many cars are there? How many riders are there? And how big is this operation?
This is, I'm not sure if it's a record, but it must be close. There are over 60 cars and SUVs, wow, that are here, which is like something like 10 more than last year, and something like 20 more riders than last year. There's over 80. So that's led to some logistical creativity that has actually worked out pretty well. I haven't driven as many cars as I did last year, although I still have one day to go. But so far, I've managed to get into 29 of them, and it's a really interesting cross-section. You only get, basically, all you're getting is a first impression, unless it's a car you've already driven during a regular test session.
Right.
But, you take it out. They're all parked out on the airport, on the apron. You pick up your car. You get your key. They scan your barcode to make sure that you are in the right car.
And you're the right guy.
Keep track of when you're going out and when you come back to make sure that you've driven it for the proper amount of time. And, then we head out to back roads and some country roads along a little bit of the QEW. So, you get a reasonable cross-section of what you'd be driving every day.
Yeah.
And that takes up most of the half hour. And then you come back, and they've taken over the runways, actually, and they've set out a course of cones, the orange cones.
Oh, awesome.
That they say, don't call it a track. It's a handling course. And
right.
That's actually more true, because you're not going for a maximum speed on there, because it's mostly tight turns, and there's a slalom section and some long sweeping curves, and it's really quite interesting. A lot of these cars, the people who buy them will probably never put them through this kind of abuse. Like, you should
right.
smell the tires when you get them back. But it's a lot of fun, and it really shows you some things about some of these vehicles that you may not have noticed. I was very pleasantly surprised by the handling of some, and I was kind of appalled by a couple of others
really?
That I thought would be better.
Well, we'll get to those in just a bit. We want to talk to you about the individual cars that you liked, you've been impressed with, that you've been surprised with, and disappointed by others. So hang on. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher from Niagara on the Lake for Test Fest. We'll talk to him in just a bit. It's Live 88.5.
8 degrees in the capital, 8 degrees in Niagara by the lake.
And, that's where Jim Bray is, our Live 88.5 car crasher, Niagara on the Lake. And he's there for Test Fest. Jim, anything on the list that you were salivating in anticipation of?
Well, the ones that I've really been looking forward to the most, I have not yet gotten to because it was kind of strategic because they weren't in my assigned category. And yesterday and the day before were really wet and quite miserable, so I wanted to wait for the handling track until it's a nice day like today. That would be, of course, the Porsches.
Yes.
They have the new 911 Carrera S here, which I have driven before, and I just love the thing. But they also have the new Boxster, which I haven't driven and which is supposed to be very good. I have a funny feeling both of these are going to win their category. But what do I know? I haven't. I've been wrong before. I found some of the one thing that amazed me is how many cars have this auto stop feature now, where you come up to a red light or a stop sign or whatever,
right.
And when you stop, the engine shuts off. It's for greenness. It's to give you increased gas mileage and to cut down on pollution. And it's quite disconcerting until you get used to it. But it works really, really well. I've seen it in the gamut from basically entry level cars right up to the higher end.
Now, that's not strictly on electric cars and that sort of thing, is it?
No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I was driving the new BMW 3 Series yesterday, which actually is a nice car. But I was kind of disappointed because I've never been a huge fan of their interiors, and this one was the luxury model. It seemed kind of cheap, but anyway, that had the feature on it.
Really?
And, of course, the hybrids usually have that, too.
Right. Anything you were really surprised by?
I was really surprised by the Ford Focus electric vehicle. I mean, we've spoken before about my derision for electric vehicles, and not so much because I don't believe in the electricity. I just don't. The technology's not there. This is not the answer. And this Ford has the same problem. It has a limited range, And it's expensive. It's around $45,000. I mean, for a Focus, it's a fairly loaded Focus. But but that said, the reason that I like it compared to the other entry here, which is the Mitsubishi i-MiEV, which we've talked about before, I kind of ridiculed it, is that if it weren't for the electrics, this would still be a nice car.
Okay.
As opposed to the Mitsubishi, which is kind of like an enclosed shopping cart.
And what were you really disappointed by?
I was disappointed in a couple, actually, but for various different reasons. One of the things that kind of didn't really bother me, I guess, was the Ford Fusion. And its handling bothered me. Once we got it up in the handling course, I mean, it's a really nice car. It looks like kind of like an Aston Martin. And it's nicely designed inside. It's a family sedan, but I was surprised at its performance on the handling course. Now, most people aren't going to take it on a course like this anyway, and you can probably fix it with a different set of tires. But yeah, I expected it to be better. I was also disappointed in the Cadillac ATS, which is kind of the new entry-level kind of sedan thing.
Okay.
It seemed kind of cheap inside, and the interfaces in this thing, they're just awful. I could not figure them out. You know, I mean, even just to adjust the radio to tune it in, because it wasn't alone in this, but instead of just having a knob so you can go up and down the dial, not that anybody would want to, of course, you just press a button and it goes up to the next increment. So you have to just sit there poke until you find the station you want, at which time, of course, you can save it into the presets. But,
right.
You know, I mean, that's hardly keeping your hands on the wheel.
That's true. It's Live 885 Car Crasher Jim Bray. You can read his reviews through live885.com and then click on Startup. Thanks for the time, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 885.
This traffic update is for...